Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Luck approaches the line of scrimmage, the 23-yard line of Houston. Victory formation. Andrew Luck takes the snap, takes a knee, and the season is over for the Houston Texans. A stunning loss in the wild card round of the playoffs at home to Indianapolis, 21-7. It was a tremendous run for the Texans back from 0-3 to win the AFC South. But they fall short in the playoffs by 14 to their nemesis, the Indianapolis Colts.
Colts stopped the Texans two out of three times last year, arguably outplayed them three times, and they ended their season. And a year ago today was where the beginning of that happened, John Lopez, because it was a year ago today when Frank Reich was officially named the coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He wasn't their first choice. He wasn't even in their top five. Initially, Josh McDaniels agreed to be the coach, but we saw what happened. Frank Reich, maybe the NFL's coach of the year. If you and I had a vote, it happened, and none of us really saw it coming.
Nobody would have. I mean, we when it happened and they ended up with Frank Reich, we were talking about, yeah, you know, obviously he did, what was his title? Was he coordinator or quarterback's coach?
He was a coordinator.
In Philadelphia. Like, yeah, obviously he did some good things. They won the Super Bowl, but Doug Peterson's kind of the play caller, then the Philly special, all that stuff. And, you know, just how good was he going to be? Nobody could have predicted he was going to be this good. In 1 year's time, they went from basically the cellar with the Texans to the best team in the division. Andrew Luck became Andrew Luck again. They got this offensive line that is going to be built for a dozen years. And they got a head coach that has been, like, off the shelf, the best coach in the NFL last year. Well, coach of the year, anyway.
You and I might have not seen it happening, but Mad Radio, which was the show I was on at this time last year, they kind of did see it coming. This is Seth Payne and Mike Meltzer discussing the news of Frank Reich becoming head coach 365 days ago.
Losing Josh McDaniels, who I've remained skeptical about, because you know why I've remained skeptical of Josh McDaniels? Maybe the best thing for Josh McDaniels is to be the offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots, and that doesn't, just because you're that guy doesn't mean that you need to be elevated. Much like Dick LeBeau, his role in life was to be a coordinator, and he was magnificent at it. And sometimes that's okay.
It wasn't their plan. They knew about Frank Reich a month ago, They decided we're going to hire Josh McDaniels.
But they might be
better off.
What do the Colts do? They fall ass backwards into things like this. They fall ass backwards into Andrew Luck, And now they're going to fall ass backwards into a good coach. It's just the way it works out for them.
Seth saw it coming, and not only did they fall ass backwards with Josh McDaniels backing out, you can make a case if 5 years from now we look at the Indianapolis Colts and they're the class of the AFC South and they build on the momentum they did this year, ending the Texans season and coming a game with them winning the division, You can make a case that they fell ass backwards with Andrew Luck's injury, and that I don't know that Josh McDaniels rejects the Colts job if there weren't so much uncertainty about Andrew Luck a year ago. So they almost, not only did they luck into Luck after Manning and Manning before Luck, they also lucked into, if Frank Reich is as good as he looked in year one, they lucked into Frank Reich because their franchise quarterback got hurt.
They did, and also they lucked into him in the sense of, like, look at who they've been able to draft because they haven't been good the last couple of years. That offensive line that has been so spectacular for them, you know, would you have gotten some of these guys if you were winning 9 or 10 games? No.
Yeah, you were able to build your offensive line because of the Luck injury as well. It's frustrating if you're a Texans
Darius
fan
Leonard,
or if you have any interest.
36th overall pick.
Did you see Darius Leonard, by the way, a first-team All-Pro, their second draft pick last season in the second round, defensive rookie of the year, All-Pro. Looks like he's going to be a complete stud. He bought his mom a car yesterday.
Good for him.
Yeah, and her reaction was awesome. Her reaction was good. We saw Deshaun Watson do that when he got drafted. Mm-hmm. Darius Leonard bought his mom a Benz. She went absolutely nuts. I actually retweeted that yesterday. But Darius Leonard, you look at Quentin Nelson, you look at Andrew Luck, and you look at all the cap space they have. It's going to be scary to see what they do with this. We're actually going to go to Indianapolis at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk to Kevin Bowen of 1070 The Fan. He's going to talk about if Le'Veon Bell to Indianapolis is a real strong possibility. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people will throw up in their mouth if he says it is, but I'll be happy because I just don't think teams that have longevity in the NFL and teams that are good over a long period of time make moves like that. And I hope Brian Gain's not willing to do it. The guy I would rather the Texans bring in than Le'Veon Bell is Tevin Coleman.
Yeah.
Who has been, he has the second most receptions for a running back since 2016. He averages about 10 yards per reception. I think when you have the bruiser like Deontay Foreman, who you like to see be your short yardage guy, and then you have Lamar Miller, who's coming off a Pro Bowl season, sprinkle in a Tevin Coleman, who doesn't have as much wear and tear as Le'Veon Bell, despite being a year younger, who's never really been the number one back, maybe has a little bit more hunger than Le'Veon Bell. I think bringing in a guy like Tevin Coleman would be a great, great move for the Houston Texans.
I'm not anti-Tevin Coleman by any stretch. You know, I've been on this. I haven't been like necessarily lobbying for Le'Veon Bell. I just think it's a solid option, a good option, especially since the Colts are the other team. And you just don't, you're just not down. You just don't think he's going to be as good as I think he was going to be.
Go ahead, John.
But I'm not anti anybody else, especially Coleman.
If I were a GM in the NFL, I would never give a running back a second contract. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds a little bit extreme, but you see these guys like Saquon Barkley, you see Zeke Elliott. Running backs are like cars because once there's a lot of tread on those tires, they lose value. And there's just too many examples of guys in the second round coming in and making immediate impacts like a Alvin Kamara, like a Kareem Hunt before the obvious happened, to where I just don't think that I'm going to invest a lot of money. And I know it's not my money, but it does impact the rest of the team and the rest of the roster when you invest that much in a running back.
Right.
I'm just not going to do that. So that's why a running back would never really get a second contract with me. I would keep him coming in and out. And if a guy emerges, then more power to him. But I'm not paying a guy like a Le'Veon Bell.
You're not alone. A lot of people in the NFL, a lot of general managers and coaches feel like you can just roll through running backs like that. But it is pretty rare when you find a talent like that. I mean, Le'Veon Bell was an MVP candidate.
When was he drafted? Let me just ask you that.
What year?
No. What round?
Second round. Was he a second rounder?
He was a second round pick.
Yeah.
Texans have two second round picks, and this is one of the deepest.
Yeah, but you know what you got, Le'Veon Bell. You don't know. I'm a Travion Williams fan. What's his name at Kentucky?
Benny Snell.
Benny Snell. I'm a big fan of his. But I still don't know what I'm getting with him. You think you know, but Le'Veon Bell, it's a no-brainer. You know what you're getting.
But this isn't like Tom Brady, where you found Tom Brady in the sixth round, and that's a once-in-a-lifetime type thing. Like there are years after years after years where a second rounder, DeMarco, we can go back to DeMarco Murray for the Dallas Cowboys, David Johnson for the Arizona Cardinals. It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Freeman, who's the lead back in Atlanta, he was a second-round pick. It's not like one of these Tom Brady situations where everybody's like, well, he was the sixth round. That was a fluke. Mm-hmm. You can't point to many examples of that. Usually a running back's in the first round. It's not like that at the running back position. And cornerback is a position that the Texans are going to have to focus on. I think if the Texans do pay heavily for a free agent, I think it's going to be a cornerback, not just because of the obvious needs, but because the biggest mistake Brian Gain made last year is they completely missed. They missed on Aaron Colvin. Aaron Colvin mm-hmm. was, you can say what you want. You can talk about injuries. Aaron Colvin was bad. And there are people out there that are very close to things that think that they realize very quickly that they made a mistake on Aaron Colvin. And he's going to be a guy that's on your roster next year.
But
he's just
going to
be
him.
A slot corner. He's going to be a slot corner, though. They're not going to try to make him into something he's not. You're going to hope that he's what you overpaid for in Jacksonville, but they're not going to try to make Aaron Colvin one of their top two corners. Mm-hmm. They're going to try to bring in guys to be their top two corners and hope that Aaron Colvin can be that slot guy.
Your hands are kind of tied with that because of the contract that you gave Aaron Colvin. But it also makes it more of a priority to get it right this year at cornerback.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. You're saying spend the money at cornerback. I'm saying you got money. What are they, fifth or sixth,
top six
in the
NFL? And they can make a few tweaks here and there.
Give me Le'Veon Bell and give me that big three, man. And then see what you can find at the other positions.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that if they do bring in Le'Veon Bell, that means they would cut Lamar Miller, and I believe they'd save $6 or $7 million. There's no way if they bring in Le'Veon Bell, right. Lamar Miller's coming back, right?
Yeah, but maybe Alfred Blue would.
Don't say that. I don't want to hear you say that.
You know, just as the spell guy, no, they'd probably get rid of both and bring in another, like a younger back.
Yeah, they'd probably draft somebody because there's gonna be guys for days there. By the way, your guy Travion Williams right now, 15th or 20th among running backs. That just gives you an idea. When the leading rusher in the SEC is 15th or 20th in that range on these draft boards, that tells you how damn good these running backs are.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.